Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Welcome in, time for another daily editorial. Did a great one with McKinney that was mostly just opinionated, but that's fine. This one is somewhat opinionated. I also got Dr. Birnbaum on the line with me. You know, we devoted a daily editorial with Frieda to the soldiers in the Ukraine. Now she'd like to talk about the civilians, give her views on that. Before she does, though, I want to address a comment. Now, the comment had to do something with the accuracy of some of our statements. So what I was trying to say with Jimmy this morning is it's really hard to tell about the accuracy of statements, for lack of better terms, in today's society. And I think that almost anybody would really disagree with that. You absolutely don't know. And we get so wrapped up in wanting our opinions to be correct that we sometimes overlook some very important factors. Anyhow, Frieda, let's chat about the civilians in the Ukraine.
Yes, that's true. Different sources, different information.
Right.
As far as his illness, as far as his cancer, we have to be careful with all that. Well, I thought that speaking about the citizens, the civilians, was very important. Here we're in a situation where the civilians have been fleeing, and we're looking at as far as 4 million have fled Ukraine, and 2.4 million have crossed into Poland, and 625,000 of them obtained employment. So this allowed them to integrate, but also fill vacancies in the health sector and education as well. So it's going back and forth. Everyone's getting something out of this. And Romania has taken in 600,000 refugees. And of the 1,200 who arrived in the city, more than 75% said they want to stay. So, you know, dead people have been found in barrels, basements, strangled and tortured. And Russia is still continuing to kill civilians. Although Ukraine is willing to declare itself neutral, this is a massacre. This is a man who is narcissistic. Yes, I'm sorry.
Who are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about Putin. I'm sorry,
yeah.
You're right.
Right.
Who are we talking? It's definitely not you, but it's Putin.
Well, you never know.
You're a nice guy, that's for sure. You're somebody that we should all trust. Putin is someone nobody trusts. All the European countries don't trust them. Trust him as well. So he has a great list of enemies. Even the people in his country don't trust him, and they're taking their money out as quickly as possible. Yes, he's been setting a stage of deception for war crimes, and he's bringing in hatred through all his propaganda. The media is being censored as well. So the people in Russia don't really know what's going on in their country. But when we're looking at the resources here of people that are coming in, they're being treated with kindness and welcomed into homes of relatives or strangers in other countries. And they're finding safety. And we know we're talking about doctors, scientists, teachers. They're all now happy and have employment of different kinds. They're even scrubbing floors. They don't care what they're doing. They just feel secure, and the children are having shelter and food. And so people have to realize that there is some kind of escape. But with this madman, they have to find ways to find a refuge in other countries that are willing to accept them. And as we keep moving forward, there are more countries now that are open to taking these people in, because these people are very much skilled.
Yeah, they are very much skilled in many cases.
Yes, that's true. So when we're looking at this, this is not, you know, when we use the word refugees implies that people are estranged from their country. They are sometimes not skilled. This is not the case. This is not the word for these people. These people are fleeing for their own safety.
Right.
They have not gone ahead and instigated anything. They're very innocent people, and they're just as bewildered as anyone else why their lives are being taken by this person who should make up his mind. He should either go out there and just kill everybody off or leave everybody alone and back off, basically, because he is not winning right now, and he thinks he's winning, and people in Ukraine are much stronger than he thought, and he thought that he would conquer this a long time ago. So the people in Ukraine are fighting. The men are staying there, 19 into their 60s. The women, children have left, mostly. And they're willing to put up a good fight, not to give in. And so we're continuing to see people coming in from into all areas, and we are welcoming them with open arms. And so it's really a good thing that we are able to give these people a place of security and safety.
Well, it is. There's no question about that. The one comment I want to make, Frieda, is that it's really hard. I want to stress this one more time. It's really, really difficult right now with the flow of news to know what's right and what's wrong. And I appreciate some of the comments. One thing I wanted to say that I really appreciated is I really, truly appreciate the time that Out of the Box Jerry is putting in on the website. He devoted an awful lot of time to a huge, huge number of comments. One comment in particular, and I really do appreciate that. Haven't heard much from you Irish. What's going on? You hate me because I say something you don't agree with? Well, I guess that's okay. We're giving you guys a place to vent. There's no question about that. You know, Frieda, the one thing, your thoughts about the Ukrainian people that I find to be very interesting is they really make sense to me, common sense, for lack of better terms. I mean, there's no question that other countries are very, very definitely taking them in. And I certainly, for one person, appreciate that. It's going to be interesting to see how all of this turns out. My personal opinion is that I think that somehow Putin is going to have to save face. I'm not sure how he's going to do that, but somehow he's very definitely going to have to do that. I think he's making a huge mistake, though, and that's just my personal opinion. The theory that he is clearing Ukraine from performing Nazis, from dyed-in-the-wool Nazis, etc., is something that Jimmy and I have spent a lot of time talking about, and that really, really is not the case right now. Dr. Birnbaum, I truly appreciate your opinion. Looking forward to having you on the weekend radio program that's going to be coming up. No question about that. And you guys, if you have any comments, either to myself or to Dr. Birnbaum, that you would like us to address, please do that. And we will address them ASAP. As soon as possible. Dr. Birnbaum, I love you. Thank you so much.
I love you. Thank you very much, Al.
Great pleasure. Great pleasure doing these things. Thanks.
Thank you.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.